have this here. So who are you and what brought you to the conference?
My name is Sanaa Thomas. I'm an intern at the River Revitalization Foundation, and that's one of the reasons we're here.
Another one of our interns, Brandon Smith, he was nominated for Green Student of the Year, so we're just here to show support.
Hello, I'm Milan Jones, and I'm also an intern at the River Revitalization Foundation, and I'm also here because one of our interns got nominated, so we're here to just encourage him and, you know, put in our vote.
Very cool. Have you voted already, though?
Yes.
You voted. Vote for Brandon, right?
Yes, vote for Brandon Smith.
We're going to find out soon who won, right?
Yes.
Cool. Tell me a little bit about your work at River Revitalization Foundation, which is always hard for me to say. Whenever I try to say it, I stumble.
It's hard to type out.
It is.
Tell me about what you get to do there.
We've done a lot of invasive species removals along the river this summer. And kind of learning new stuff about the species, the native and invasive species, so we can spot them and we know just like which ones are good to keep and stuff, and like, you know, which ones are harming and how exactly they harm the specific prairie that we're in.
What's an example?
Really bad, the first one we ever learned about was Dane's Rocket, which was kind of sad to me because Dane's Rocket is so pretty.
It's gorgeous.
And I found that with like a lot of invasive species, they're like the prettiest flowers, and then Joanna would be like, that's an invasive, we gotta pull it. And it's like, okay.
You can put it in a vase.
You can put it in a, I mean, yeah.
What does Dane's Rocket do that makes it not a team player?
Like many invasives, it kind of like takes out a lot of the nutrients from the soils, and it grows way quicker and way
biomass
bigger.
Biomass is ridiculous. Mm-hmm.
Than other natives, and so it just like takes up all the resources and the sunlight, and like Milan said, the biomass. Like there were times where we'd like find one Dane's Rocket and it'd go back to a root where there was like eight other Dane's Rockets sprouting out of one root, and it was like crazy.
Yeah.
What about you? What have you gotten to do? What have you learned?
Like to piggyback off of what Sanaa was saying, like I think one of the biggest things that we did was like we acquired a bunch of different knowledge about like different parts of the environment and like how human interaction affects it. Like we learned about MMSD, and that was the first time I've ever heard about it when we went on the Jones Islands tour. Or we really like got to see how bad invasive species are, because before the internship you look around and you're like, oh, this is just pretty. This flower that's everywhere, it's gorgeous. Mm-hmm. And then we go to the internship and we're like, okay, so it's everywhere because it's invasive and it's like stealing an area away from a different plant that could have been native. Mm-hmm. So like we just got a lot of different knowledge, and we also spread it when we did like our volunteer like our volunteer hours and everything. So we have volunteers come and we would lead them, and it just gave us opportunity like to share information with other people. So yeah.
Are you both in school right now? Which schools do you go to?
High school, senior year, one more year for both of us.
Okay. Which school do you go to?
I'm at School of the Arts.
Okay.
And I go to Rufus King High School.
Okay. But you're both seniors.
Yeah, yes. We're both seniors.
So as you look ahead, do you have thoughts and plans about where you're aiming?
Yes.
What were you aiming?
My end goal is to like be an environmental attorney. Like ideally I wanted to be like an appeal attorney for like the environmental resources division of the Department of Justice. I said that wrong, but yeah.
Well, that's a very specific goal. How did that come about in your life?
So I've always wanted to be like a lawyer and just like involved in the government, because I feel like in like a democracy type system that is like a really big way to make a change. And in my junior year I actually took a class called Environmental Systems in Society, and I learned about environmental lawyers and their goals and like conservation efforts and how they affect the environment like in a legislative type field. So I did some research in it, and I discovered like that faction of the Department of Justice, which I didn't know existed. And I did like a lot of research, and I was like, this is what I want to do. So yeah.
Very cool. So that would be college and then law school kind of track.
Mm-hmm.
Have you figured out kind of what college you're aiming for then, or?
I want a college that is just in like the Great Lakes area, and then also have like a really good environmental like major. So I was thinking like Eastern Michigan, they have like a sustainability major that I think would be like a good fit for me. So that's what I'm looking at right now.
Okay. There's a bunch of options we can talk after the interview too.
Okay.
What about you?
I'm looking into like film school, but also I've always been like kind of interested in environmental science, but after this summer my mind's really kind of been also leaning towards that. So it's kind of like the good thing with like film, and I think any art, is that it's kind of easy to incorporate other things and other ideas that may seem very different into it. And so just trying to combine the two.
Are there filmmakers who inspire you?
Put you on the spot.
I know, like, you're so bad at questions like this.
That's okay. Have you made your own films?
I have.
What are you proudest of?
Absolutely. Thanks, guys. Nice seeing you guys.
It was, like, my first film, because it was the first one I made, and I feel like just finally taking that step and being like, okay, this is actually something I want to do, kind of feels good. And I've been trying to like recreate it and make it like bigger and better like every step of the way.
Do you want to talk about that film at all?
Okay.
Can we find it online too?
Yeah, my okay. YouTube.
You have to tell me after that.
That's my money.
Send me the link.
It's very, very short, like extremely short. And I made it in a film class, and it's called Simple Beauty. And I ended up writing a research paper on it for AP Research in school, like a 4,000 word paper on just that film. But it was supposed to kind of be about conventional beauty standards and stuff, and how, like, I don't know, I picked one of my friends who's like the opposite of conventional beauty standards, plus size, dark skin, very thick, kinky hair, and kind of like put her in these like new toned colors and like flowers and like a nature setting, and tried to kind of like showcase that simpler things and things that like aren't traditionally beautiful can be.
That's cool.
So yeah,
that's really nice.
Thank you.
Very cool. What have you learned at this conference today as you mingle about? I know you're here to support your fellow at RRF, but what have you learned?
We stopped at UWM for freshwater sciences, and like we tried to get more interested in like a program with them, and there's
Sturgeon
Fest at Harbor Fest.
Oh, I'm yeah, Harbor Fest, releasing sturgeons.
Have you been to that before?
No. This is going to be our first year going.
Oh, definitely enjoy that. It's going
to
be cool.
I went over to the booth where, I can't remember her name, but she's the Senate,
Senator Taylor?
Yep, and she had, like, this whole packet on, like, grants that are just, like, for agricultural, like, science and stuff. And, like, how some of them just, like, pay for your whole tuition and everything. So I literally said I was going to take you there.
Go to that booth.
So, yeah, that was incredibly fun and, like, really informational. And, like, just knowing that there's, like, somebody's going to pay for your whole tuition because they're, like, focused on the environment more is just really amazing to know that people are starting to understand, like, this is needed. Like, we need to focus on how we affect the environment and what we can do to, like, really just, like, go back to before we, you know, not we per se, but, like, humans, like, made such a big impact. So, yeah.
Anything else you want to add?
Volunteer at RRF.
Yes. <Yep. laughs>
For Mondays and Fridays and the first two Saturdays of the month.
Yes.
What do volunteers get to do?
You get to help us remove invasive species, but also learn about the plants in our prairie.
Along the Milwaukee River.
Yeah,
right?
Along the river, Cedar Prairie. Every once in a while, we do a volunteer paddle as a thank you, which means you get to get in a boat with one of us. Very fun.
Unless you're with me, because I'm not good at paddling. But yeah.
Very cool. All right, I'm going to take your picture.